Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colvin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat. Our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We're legacy building. That is what we do. If you're out there making things happen with your family, maybe you're starting a business, maybe, just maybe, you are getting into real estate investing or the likes, we want to, number one, encourage you, but we also want to ask you to put a hashtag on that thing that says legacy building so that people know that you're doing something great to set your family up, your next generation, and the generations yet to come, to have an advantage over the generations now. All right. So guys, we want to make sure we encourage you in that thing. So thank you so much for tuning in, our loyal listeners, those of you guys who tune into us faithfully every week. Guys, we do not take it for granted. We appreciate you doing so. We always strive to bring you good information, to have a good time around here. And we like to think that we are doing an effective job at that, all right? So thank you so much for those of you who listen to us. We are extremely excited. We're extremely excited because we are steadily, constantly watching what is going on out here in the real estate space. So today, I wanna bring a conversation as we set up again for some future shows, but I want to bring a conversation because a lot of people have been, you know, I've watched and noticed here over the last maybe week, maybe a little bit longer than that. I'm seeing one, people are being priced out of the market. I'm just going to be very blunt, direct, and tell you that that is happening. What is happening is a lot of people are quote unquote giving up. They are frustrated. They're tired of what's going on. They're making a decision, quote unquote, not to participate. The reality is that many of us can't just pack up our toys and go home. You know, that's the attitude that some people are taking. Well, that's all right. I'm going to take my little, you know, my little sand pail and my little shovel and whatever else. I'm just going to pack up and go home and opting not to participate in, quote unquote, the housing market. But the reality is that every individual has a need for shelter. That is one of the fundamentals of life, right? Need shelter, need food, shelter. You know, it's kind of the things, you know, there's a short list before you get the housing or shelter. All right. Very short. Now, I'm not telling you that, you know, there is no such thing as people that do not have shelter. We see that oftentimes, or they don't have the type of shelter. Let's put it that way, that many of us endeavor to have, quote unquote, a roof over our head, walls around us and a door to get in and out. But we have to be mindful in that thought process that regardless, as we seek shelter, as we anticipate our needs as far as housing goes, that we have the ability to own our shelter, or have an ownership interest in our shelter versus just being a user thereof. And so many people are saying they're not participating, they're not going to participate in this housing market. And I can understand the frustrations associated with, but we have to, number one, stop focusing on what is not the way that we want it to be and focus on the opportunities that are present or that present themselves to us. So I'm bringing a conversation today because I just recently read an article and I want to kind of point out some things because a lot of people are believing that a housing market is going to crash. You know, and, you know, this time is different. You know, do I expect, and I've said this to, you know, the consumers that, you know, we work with, the agents that, you know, are a part of our group, as well, we've been having this conversation and there is some expectation for what we would say, I wouldn't say a correction, but really just kind of a leveling off. But I want to kind of point out some things that is different now. You know, many times, you know, there's a few people that, you know, are, you know, in the real estate business now and are, you know, helping, you know, consumers. Some of them were here, you know, in the business, you know, during the recession. And I don't speak lightly of that time. You know, I entered into the real estate market, you know, in the beginning, you know, if you will, in the middle of, you know, what was the bubble. So I've been practicing, I've been a top producing agent in this market, you know, since the mid 2000s. Excuse me. So in 2004, when I got licensed, you know, that was, you know, to be very direct about it, it was an interesting time. Home prices were accelerating so much so that, you know, people were buying or putting new home, brand new homes under contract. And then as soon as the building was finished, they were selling it, making, you know, substantial amounts of money, you know, and that was pretty common. So much so that, you know, builders started putting clauses in that, you know, stop people from being able to make a purchase on a new home and turn around and flip it off to someone else without having, you know, occupied and moved in or what have you. So we're running into, you know, where people are believing and thinking that we're going to repeat that cycle. So I want to kind of talk with you all today about what's different. You know, if I was, you know, bringing a text, if you will, that would be it, is what's different. Because, you know, oftentimes we want to go back and we want to compare things to exactly to what they were, but not understanding that and realizing and accepting that there is not an exact duplication. There just happens to be some similarities. See, what's going on is home prices are rising at a rate and a pace that is concerning. Well, let's not say it that way. It's shocking. So anything that shocks you, you get concerned about, because what happens is the average consumer, the average person assigns a level of distrust to the situation. So for example, you go into the supermarket and pick up a loaf of bread, and that loaf of bread today is $1.99, so $2. You go back in 2 weeks from now, and that loaf of bread is $2.99 or $3.99. What happens is there is somewhat of a shock to the consumer. Wait a minute, I just paid this for it, and now all of a sudden, this is what you're trying to charge me for, and I have a need for it, but I don't want to pay that. So then they become distrusting, thinking that someone is quote unquote taking advantage. But see, we get that all the time. We have these conversations all the time about a number of different things, distrusting or thinking someone is taking advantage. Gas prices go up, you know, well, you know, distrusting, you know, the government or all people or this or that and the third. And it's amazing to me how, as a people, as a person, we can be gung-ho about building and creating wealth for ourselves, but when someone else has figured out how to do a particular thing and in turn have figured out how to monetize it and create or build a business, therefore create and build wealth for them, for their family, it's incredible how when they're selling a service or providing a product to a consumer, that many consumers look and say, oh man, you're taking advantage. But if you were in that particular seat, you would be doing the same thing. So it's impressive to me, and we're having these conversations saying that home sellers are greedy. And are some greedy? Yeah, some people are pushing the envelope, you know, not, you know, technically being, you know, I won't say reasonable is not the right word, but are they pushing the envelope? Yes. All right. However, the consumer makes a choice. So home prices are a combination of two things. What is being asked for a particular home and what someone is willing to pay for it. Current market, people are seeing the value in home ownership and are inclined in the current market to aggressively pursue it. Now, Charleston has a unique position. We are a tech corridor. We're a manufacturing hub. We're a shipping hub, a tourist destination. We have colleges. We have all these other things that are quote unquote going on. All right. All these other things that have to be, you know, that are present that provide opportunity within our market. So there's plenty of opportunity for, you know, work and for business and all these other things to take place because there's such economic growth and such a robust economy that exists in our market. We have that here. There are other places that have that as well. Now, what happens is we end up in a situation and scenario where with all these things happening, housing becomes more desirable. On top of that, housing increases in value. And in turn, people have to pay higher pricing to live. All right, cost of living goes up, you know. So well, let's start looking at it, and we're going to do have a conversation about what I would say like our big sister or big brother's locations. So, you know, we start looking at people moving here from New York, New Jersey. You start seeing people move here from California, from San Diego, San Francisco. Home prices in those markets are significantly higher than what they are here now. Do they have, quote unquote, larger cities, more people, high rises, and a number of other things that we don't have in our market? Yes, that is true. However, at one point, they were, just like Charleston, a city of this size, just like this region, a region of this size. And in turn, they had the opportunity that we have now to get in front of housing and understand. See, instead of us sitting on the sidelines and making complaint, we need to get in the game, participate so that we can win. So we're going to continue this conversation after the break, but it's important that you all understand that it is different now. And we're going to start with bullet points, if you will, on what is different, on what needs to be done, on how we need to get it done so that we can stop standing out in the field, if you will, or standing out in the streets with complaint, but sit at the table and participate and eat. All right. That's what we want to make sure that we do. So guys, you're listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. Again, I am your host, and we will be right back. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. Nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corwin J. Mlatt, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, or ma'am, are in for a treat because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. So when y'all there making those things happen, you know what to do. Put a hashtag on that thing that says legacy building because that is what you are doing. All right. So, hey, you can catch us on social media. Yep, we didn't tell you this on the first go round, but you can catch us on social media, Facebook. Yes, YouTube. Yes, you can get us there. You can find us there. Please like, share our content. Guys, you can catch us on the podcast tab on WJNIGospel.com and also on our sister station, which is Old School 92.1
You can catch us there on the podcast. Please like and share the content. Maybe you're sitting at work, or maybe this coming week while you're sitting at work and you want to listen, you know, maybe catch some older episodes, you can go right there online and check us out right there and play us right there in your office, guys. That's what you can do. So we're having a conversation, you know, before the break, and our subject, if you will, for today is what's different. All right. So many of us are kind of having this conversation amongst ourselves, not wanting to participate in, you know, the current real estate market where, you know, we feel we're being boxed out. Sometimes people even making a complaint that they feel that they're being discriminated against, that a system, quote unquote, is rigged. But the reality is supply and demand. When the cost of fish goes up, the guy that's having the fish fry and selling plates charges more for them. When the cost of crabs go up, the same thing. See, we have to understand that when it costs more to do the business, it costs more to provide the service and provide the product. So if it costs you more in gas to move a truckload of chickens from one place to the other, then in turn, that cost has to be passed along to the consumer. That is how that works. All right. So we have to exercise. We got to get out of this mindset, guys. We have to get out of this mindset of woe is me, it's scarcity, there's no opportunity, everything is rigged against us. We have to get into this mindset of the doors will present and open themselves when I approach. We have to get into this mindset of, hey, you know what? I'm going to do this. We got to get into this mindset of abundance. Does that mean that we go out and do a particular thing reckless, haphazard, without consideration? No, but we also have to look for the opportunity and gain a greater understanding that will help you to get yourself further in life, and in turn will teach your children to do better than just sit out and make complaint. They'll get up and act and do something. Because see, that's something that we fail to do right now. We're always making complaint, having an issue. You know, this past week I made a post in a Facebook group in my neighborhood, because my neighbors are constantly complaining about other neighbors with what seems to be minor things, but yet and still we don't do the major thing of loving our neighbor as we should love ourselves. So we got to get out of this mindset of scarcity and work on having a mindset of abundance and focus thereon. So what's different now is people. So a number of things are different. We keep looking at a situation and trying to compare it to something else that already happened and saying it's going to happen all over again. You know what? That is a poor mindset. So let's gain a wealth mindset. That's what we're going to focus on today. So you understand what's different. First and foremost, mortgages are not the same. The recession, prior to the recession that we experienced back in 07, 08, 09, and coming forward till about 2013-ish or so. Prior to that, mortgages were very easy to get, so much so that dead people had mortgages. Yeah, no joke. Not somebody got a mortgage and died, but mortgages were done for people that weren't even here anymore, okay? So lenders have made it much more difficult to get financing. Now, was that designed to keep people out of home ownership? No. So before you get in your mind this thought of it was designed to keep people or a certain person or peoples out of mortgages, out of home ownership, that is not the case. What it is designed to do is to make sure that borrowers that are getting mortgages have the ability to repay. Yes. And in their likelihood will repay. Now, does situations change? Yes. Do people lose jobs? Yes. Do people divorce? Yes. Do people get sick and end up in the hospital? Do people die? All these things happen. However, is there also people that won't pay the bills? Yeah, those. So those are the people that you want to kind of avoid. So the Dodd-Frank Act of 2010 was a major, major shift that our government of laws and regulations, the rules and regulations that the government put down or put forth, to lenders to say, okay, look, you need to do this to make sure that this doesn't happen again. So a lot of lenders took that. Some went a little bit beyond that to make it a little bit more difficult, not impossible, not to hinder, but just to make sure that they were doing a little bit more than quote unquote, just a bare minimum to make sure that this situation that we had with the recession did not repeat itself. So the average credit score for most borrowers needed to finance a home, the average has increased. Does that mean you still can't, does that mean you cannot get a loan with what some would deem to be a lower credit score? No, that doesn't mean that. It just means that your situation has to warrant the and reflect that you have the ability to repay. No documentation loans, things like that, those kind of things that many people are, are, you know, or were able to get, they're not able to get as easily now. You have to have documentation. Getting a loan but not being able to prove that you actually have a job or have income, we ain't doing that one like we used to do, because that was one of the things that used to happen. Some of you that may be listening, some of you that may be taking this information today may remember, or maybe you don't remember, that a lot of loans, there was a lot of programs that allow people to make purchases of homes without having to prove their income. Some of you would ask today, how can I do that? You can't buy a car without proving your income. So how can I go buy a house without doing so? Well, money got loose prior to the recession. So what happened was you could do these kind of things. People figured out creative ways to do financing. And in turn, some people just couldn't hold on, got loans or bought houses that were outside of where they should have been. And then it became a challenge. And therefore, as inevitably, financial crisis set in, okay? A lot of people are waiting for home prices to drop. Okay, prior to the break, we started having this conversation, and the reality is our market has a lot of room to go up. You know, we're selling homes in our market in the $200,000 to $300,000 price range that in other markets are in the $600,000 to $700,000 price range. My cousin lives in a home that, you know, we joke and have this conversation often, but if we took his home that is about a $300,000 to $400,000 home now and took that to another market, you know, go a little bit further up north, his home is now a $1 million+ home. And the reality is that our market has the room, if you will, for those things to happen. Now, for us who are here, who have been here, we need to change our mindset, because see, the people that are coming in are looking at our home prices and saying, that's very good in comparison to where they came from. We are here, and because home prices have changed from since when we've been here as far as going up, we in turn are looking and saying, that's ridiculous, and nobody should have to pay that much for a home. You know, I can go back to a conversation, to something, I can take you back a long time ago when, you know, my great grandfather who raised me, you know, he looked at my mom who bought, you know, her first home here in the Charleston market. We're from a smaller, more rural, to be frank, poor area. And that home my mother bought initially 20 some odd, matter of fact, I believe it's been about 30 years now. It's been about 30 years now, pretty close to thereabouts. That home, she paid 60 some odd thousand dollars for initially, and or purchased for that and had a mortgage. My grandfather just ran in and raved about how that was too much for a home. But, you know, they're used to a house at that point in time where they were, a home where they were at, being $5,000 to $10,000. So yes, it did seem significantly different. Yes, it did seem like it was way too much money, but that was all mindset and mentality. And we have to adjust our mindset and mentality so we can accomplish the things that we want to accomplish instead of hindering and limiting ourselves to what we've already done. All right. So again, people are thinking that the market's going to crash. Don't believe. I think we'll see a leveling off. And I've said that repeatedly, that we'll see home pricing kind of level itself off. One, construction cost, material pricing is up dramatically. I mean, it is ridiculous. But that is a cost of business. One is supply and demand. You shut off supply, you know, with government shutdowns and other things that took place, and the demand was steady because there were natural disasters that took place on top of people needing housing in general. You got to replace housing where storms and floods came through. So you need these materials to do that. new people moving from place to place, need materials to have homes built, to house all these people. So many things going on. We're not thinking about that from that perspective. But when the supply catches up, the demand will still be present, but then pricing will begin to level off as supply increases. So it is important that we work, focus, consider the supply aspect of the food chain. All right, we have to consider the supply. If there ain't no cows, beef goes up. All right, it becomes a rarity, right? Scarce. But we want to operate in abundance, so we have to focus and make sure we understand what the supply chain looks like. Cost of beef goes up, eat more chicken. Ain't that what that's what them sandwich chick people say over there, ain't it? So that's one of the things that we have to think about and consider. Mortgage rates, guys, are the only thing that we foresee that may kind of influence pricing is mortgage rates. And mortgage rates are anticipated to climb slightly, not dramatically, but that will begin to kind of create some leveling off in some other places as well. Home pricing, average home price, the value of homes has increased significantly, guys. We're seeing double-digit increases year over year in home values. I'm seeing it in the market. Other professionals are seeing it in the activities, and you as a consumer are experiencing it every time you go out to buy a house. But I want to tell you this in closing today, guys, don't give up. Don't stop. Get it. Let's push, because we want to make sure that you guys accomplish your goals. That's very, very, very important to us. So guys, look, it's been an action-packed show, a lot of information, but I want you to stay tuned and join us next week, guys, because we're bringing an extra special guest in, and we're going to break some of this stuff down from a new perspective and in some different language, all right? So as always, as I tell you, as always, guys, we love you, we love you, we love you, and we're going to see you out there in them streets.